I'll just say before we commence that our dear friend Mr. Izzard is in hospital. May the Lord comfort him and his family at this time. May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn 986. 986. O poor, distressed, thirsty soul, the fountain is just by, whose waters run both full and free. Come, drink, and never die. Hymn 986.
Let us read the Word of God. May the Lord help us. The first reading in Exodus chapter 18 and commencing at verse 7. And then we read, the Lord may help us, in James' epistle. The book of Exodus chapter 18, commencing at verse 7. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare. And they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening? And Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me to inquire of God, and they, when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for the thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. But thou, for the people to God ward, be thou for the people to God ward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then shalt thou be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons, and the hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way unto his own land. Particularly, friends, the verse 23, thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then shalt thou be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace. May the Lord bless that part of his word. Let us also read, friends, in James' epistle. General epistle of James, chapter 5. James, chapter 5. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, your garments are moth-eaten, your gold and silver are cankered, and the rust of them shall witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as with a fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the labourers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth, and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen at the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we beg thee, do hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place, as we seek to come before thee now, Lord. Thou knowest our need, Lord. We are here as sinners, Lord, but we humbly hope we're here as sinners, Lord, who have a hope in thy mercy. May we each personally examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. Lord, we are all dying sinners, fast hastening on toward a never-ending eternity. Make us each aware of it if we're not aware already. Prepare us, Lord, that we may be ready to stand before thy face at the judgment day. Thy word is so very clear in all many parts of it, and the holy word of truth is the truth, Lord, the word of God. And all those many warnings there are, and how much it is so emphasized in many parts, the need to be prepare to meet thy God. Prepare me, gracious God, will be our prayer, if thou hast begun to work in us. Help each here, Lord, even from the youngest to the oldest, the youngest in thy time, if they are very young. Lord, do help and grant us each exercise. We may be made concerned. We believe the work of the Spirit in quickening sinners into life will bring a sinner to be concerned and know exercise and need to be prepared for eternity. Eternity, tremendous sin, the guilty soul to dreadful wound. It is, Lord, thou knowest, thou dost make it so. And so, Lord, we pray here with our friends, Lord. We hope, we trust, we pray and seeking to come together to the footstool of mercy at the throne of grace. Lord, help us. Lord, come. Lord, be in our midst. Lord, grant us all the help we need for the services of the day, Lord. Both speaker and hearer and the dear deacons here, help us each, Lord. Lord, we do trust we are brought to come here, appointed to, Lord, and Lord, that it may be our first purpose to worship our God, to seek the honour and glory of God. Everything we attend to here today, Lord, may it be to thy honour and glory. and may it be, Lord, to the good of precious souls. We know if it is truly to the good of precious souls, there will be that which will follow, even thy favour of giving them to render praise. We do seek, Lord, that will bless souls today, do them good here, Lord. You know, it's a prayer of our dear friend and brother before the service that we've heard, and we hope in that way, praying together before the service, we've come together to the throne of grace. And Lord, we do beg we may continue to through the day. And Lord, if the Sabbath school meet this afternoon, do bless them. Lord, we do pray for them. Bless the young people, Lord. Oh, do teach them, bless them, save them. Save them from this bewitching world, Lord. These terrible, solemn times we're living in. Lord, do keep them. Oh, Lord, do. Oh, if it be thy will, work in them. We trust they will work. Oh, may it be brought to be a concern to them to seek to know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom they have sent. Lord, we know thy work in a way of thy perfect purpose is to convince of sin and then to lead to Jesus' blood. Do this in them, Lord. We pray for it. We watch for it. We beg thee work. And any older ones, Lord, that have gone on only in a form of religion, oh, do deal with them, Lord. If there are such within this company who only have a nominal religion, Lord, of coming to the house of God and keeping thy day as much as they are able to, Lord, Lord, do show them that this is not enough, that this will lead them short. This will prove to be a bed too short and a covering too narrow in the great and terrible day of the Lord. Oh, Lord, stir up any that only are coming and professing a religion of form. Oh, a form of words may please a sinner dead in sin. Lord, even a sinner, and may they feel it in that way and be brought to understand it, the reality of still being dead in sin. Lord, if they do come to know it and realise it, we believe it will be at their quickening. Oh, Lord, how solemn it is to go on in a form of religion. Oh, save any here from this. Oh, Lord, we beg. Lord, thou knowest those who have their afflictions, and each and every one of thy people will have the affliction of sin. Lord, two other afflictions. Sin is the cause of all the woe that the world has ever known. Thy people, Lord, we know thy people as even the whole of humanity. Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. And, oh, Lord, we beg especially for those that do have soul trouble. Oh, bless them, Lord, favour them. Surely thy purpose will be in thy time and in thy way to bring them into the favours of thy love. Oh, Lord, thy way is to convince of sin and then to lead to Jesus' blood and to our wondering view reveal the secret love of God. And we look and desire this. We have exercise for this, Lord, for thy people. Oh, that thy work may appear unto them in the way that under revelation they shall know and realise what great need they're in pleading for mercy for Jesus' sake. Oh, do thus give earnest exercise. Oh, give that grace, Lord, to earnestly seek. And Lord, too, as thy people prove, the pilgrimage journey is through much tribulation. Lord, thou knowest the words that have been settled upon our mind, meditating on several days in thinking of needing to be prepared to come to the dear people here. Oh, Lord, that we may have grace to endure. Oh, we think of the words that thou didst so give the apostle as to one of his sons in the faith, and they were therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We pray for that grace to endure. We pray, Lord, like as was given to Jethro to speak to Moses. And Lord, that verse wherein it is stated, if thou dost so do and attend to the things in the way, the Lord has sent one to, with the message to thee, then thou shalt endure. And Lord, we think of what is recorded in the 11th of Hebrews relating to Moses. Moses endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Grant us that grace, Lord. And knowest those here who are in the conflict, in much tribulation, the warfare which is so much an unequal war. And Lord, is it given them to sigh and pray to thee, oh dear Saviour, do not go too far. Oh, they need thee, Lord. They need thy abiding presence, Lord. They need thee, oh, that they may see thee, that thou hast headed up the battle, thou hast conquered sin and death and hell. Oh, Lord, that we may endure as following thee. Lord, grant that grace us, Lord, who knoweth thy people's cases, who knoweth their pathway, Lord, who knoweth what they need. Oh, Lord, thou hast promised to supply all the needs of thy people according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, hear our poor prayer, Lord. Oh, hear our solemn confessions of what we are, Lord. Oh, and have mercy, Lord, and grant here today the blessedness of thy felt presence among us. And dear Holy Spirit, come and take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us. Lord, we thank thee for all thy loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, that thou hast kept us to this day, we hope we can say. Grace has kept me to this day. Give us the confidence of faith we need, Lord. Oh, increase our little faith. We may be able to say and will not let us go. And so bless the friends, Lord. Do them good. And Lord, oh, we think of all our own loved ones and the loved ones of friends, and some have gone their own way, Lord. There are those, Lord, gone away as far from God as sheep can run, if they are sheep, Lord. But they weren't able to bring them back. You know, it's those we bear up before thee. You know, as one personally, we have a granddaughter in hospital. Oh, Lord, thou knowest her. Thou knowest each of those that we are very concerned for. Some are living very sad lives. Thou knowest, Lord. We do beg, deal with them. And as we know and have friends who have same heavy burdens, Lord, thou knowest, as we think of one and another, their heavy burdens, as relating to loved ones. Lord, in mercy, help and undertake, and give us to be able to continue in prayer. Lord, thou knowest our burden for their souls. Your burden, Lord, for many souls, that thou would quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Oh, Lord, hear our prayers. Help us to continue in prayer. May we not ever be able to give them up. But Lord, what we long for is thy appearing. Oh, that thou wouldst so appear in thy working. We know thou art able to stop vile rebels in their mad career. You art able to bring them back. Oh, Lord, we bless thee. There's a record, thy own words, dear Son of God, of the prodigal son. Lord, that parable, Lord. Oh, that there may be those that shall come to be in want, those that shall be brought to have to say, Father, I've sinned in heaven, against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Oh, Lord, this is thy way to bring sinners to know they are not worthy, no more worthy. But, Lord, thy wonderful purpose is thy time to bring them to sing, Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, Lord, wonders of grace, to God belong. Let his people raise their song. Oh, let us raise our song here today in Swavesey Chapel. Thou knowest this, dear people, Lord. Thou knowest that thou hast done. And Lord, oh, as thou hast done much over the years, we look for more. We look, thou wilt so bless souls and draw them by thy love. Thou knowest over the years since we've been coming to the Friends here, we think it is almost 35 years. Lord, thou knowest there have been those brought. We know there was a time, a long time, when there was only very little of thy appearing. But in latter years we stand in wonder and thankfulness with our friends, thou hast worked. But Lord, it does cause us to have a zeal, a jealousy, even more that thou wilt work more. And thou wilt so bless souls, setting them at gospel liberty, drawing them by thy love, that this little church may yet be further built up as according to thy will, and souls may come and say, Hinder me not, ye much loved friends, I must come with you. Oh Lord, that there may be those that shall testify what the Lord has done for my soul. Lord, do work. Oh, we seek thy honour and glory, and we seek it in the way desiring the good of precious souls. Oh Lord, oh, that thou wilt so work this day in these ways according to thy will, and bless thy people, and feed them also, and lift them up forever. Lord, we pray for our country, Lord, our rulers, our Prime Minister, you know, with all the issues, all the matters that are being considered at this time. And Lord, you know, it's the why we are in our country in a sad state. Under thy judgments we are still, Lord, we feel it greatly. But Lord, do show those in high places the error of the ways of governments that have succeeded in latter years, Lord, and the things that have been brought in and enacted, and how we have so turned our back upon the true and living God. Oh, and upon thy word, Lord, do give them wisdom. We know the wicked shall not understand, but the wise shall understand. Could it please thee to give them wisdom, heavenly wisdom? Lord, we know for this thou must quicken, and we know thou wilt only quicken those who have set thy love upon. But Lord, we pray in this way with desire and exercise. Could it please thee to deal with those in high places, that each have a never-dying soul? Lord, thou knowest thy will concerning each one, and even concerning our Prime Minister and concerning His Majesty the King. Oh Lord, do work. Do bless with grace, if it could please thee, according to thy will. Lord, do even give that proper wisdom in natural things, Lord, if it not even in that highest way. Lord, thou knowest, we pray, help our Prime Minister, help His Majesty the King. Oh, greatest point as regarding our sovereign the King, oh, could it please thee to make him a gracious King, so that the words of the national anthem may ring true. Could it be thy holy will? Hear us now, dear Lord, we are not able to multiply words. Do especially help us in the sermon, Lord. Oh, and help us in singing thy praises. Oh, Lord, do come. Oh, bless us to feel the sacredness of thy holy presence in our midst. Oh, we know in the way of the Holy Spirit, taking of the things of Jesus and revealing them unto us. The Holy Spirit giving the favour, the blessings by faith, the application of the favour of the atonement, thy all-atoning blood. We beg it, Lord. Oh, we beg that we may come to that fountain. We begun to acknowledge in singing in the opening of the service. Oh, the sacredness of that fountain. Oh, thou knowest how my dear mother used to so love the theme. And Lord, a special hymn was, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Oh, do hear us, Lord, in heaven thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 212, 212. Why does your face, ye humble souls, those mournful colours wear? What doubts are these that try your faith and nourish your despair? Hymn 212.
the word, friends, I trust the Lord has given me to bring before you today. It is in the Epistle General of James, chapter 5, and the verse 11. James Epistle, chapter 5, verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Friends, are we one of them? Are we one of these characters who do know something of the favour of being given grace to endure? As I think I quoted in prayer the words of the apostle to one of his sons in the faith, he said, "And thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." The Apostle Paul knew that he would have to experience hardness. The way the Lord has led me to ponder this word over a few days, friends, seemed to be with Gadsby's hymn. I brought my hymn book into the pulpit so I could have it marked. Gadsby's hymn, number 616. It's near to what we've been singing, I believe, even just now. Precious Jesus, must it be? Is it thy wise decree that afflictions must attend Zion to her journey's end? Look at that hymn, friends, William Gadsby's hymn. First two verses are, as it were, with questioning. Then there's the acknowledgement in the three following verses. Then there's that which is shall be proved by the people of God. And know the favour of grace given, faith in exercise, living faith. We were still the same. The reproaches of the Lamb, greater riches than this earth can afford, the sons of mirth. Oh, for faith, this choice to make, and endure for Jesus' sake, the reproaches of the cross, counting all things else but loss, but dross. Oh, are we in the faith? Are we in the pilgrimage journey? Do we have the evidence of being brought to being among those that are true born, the children of God, born from above, the Israel, born from above? Oh, have we got the favour of some real reason for true happiness? And as it was with the apostles in their exercise, James, you know how, of course, this general epistle, James begins, and how that this epistle is so blessed, really. James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. And then he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Behold, we count them happy which endure. Friends, is it with you? I hope I can say it rightly. What is in my exercise, and let me be clear, in the I hope I can rightly acknowledge it in the true sense of the exercise in the new man of grace. Oh, we know we need to be seeking grace to endure. Oh, is it a concern to you and to me? If we're called by grace and are in the pathway of favour of God leading us on, teaching us, we're journeying on, we're in the pilgrimage journey, we need grace to endure. There are so many things of what is expressed by Gatsby, must it, Lord, be so, that there are tribulations and trials, there are afflictions, and the enemy Satan is attacking us. Oh, so much. He tries to bring us to make shipwreck of faith. We're in a conflict, friends. So is it a concern to be seeking grace to endure? Is this your need day by day, to be praying for grace to endure? And you see, in this way, because I think of the words of that are in two of the Gospels, they that endure to the end shall be saved. How important it is, friends, to be seeking and knowing our need and to be receiving enduring grace. Oh, the Lord said to Paul, when Paul sought to have that the Lord would take the thorn in the flesh away, but it wasn't God's will to take it away, and the Lord said to him, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." Have we been brought to have to experience the reality of our weakness, of our helplessness, of our need to be begging for grace to help in time of need? But yet you see, of course, the Apostle James and other apostles, they knew the same. And there was this favour as they had to witness of the people, giving those signs, God giving them to have those realities of grace being given them. And that way they endured. Now, it was as with Moses, recorded in Hebrews 11. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. And friends, I think of this line of things in the reality of it. It's seeing your Saviour gone before you. It's seeing him by faith in Calvary, in Gethsemane and at Calvary, seeing him in his sufferings. Oh, and being led to think of it like that, what he endured, no tongue can tell, to save our souls from death and hell. Oh, we count them happy. Behold, we count them happy. I expect the we is, especially James himself and others who he knew, who were equally exercised as apostles of the Lamb. Behold, we count them happy which endure. But friends, it will be, surely it will be. Like it was in Moses' day, all those hundreds of years before the coming of Christ. Moses was, in actual fact, as a type of Christ. He was a very meek man. And, oh, how he endured, friends, seeing him who is invisible. But what about also the favour that is acknowledged of him? He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That was the grace of God in him, friends. And surely it's the grace of God that was in him that gave him to endure, in seeing him who is invisible. He looking forward to the coming of Christ, we look back to see Christ at Calvary, the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree and hope our guilt was there. Behold, we count them happy, them friends. Are you among them? Oh, the statement here of the people of God, them which endure, are living souls. I mean spiritually alive. They're not now in the state of their natural state, the state of unregeneracy. They're quickened. These that endure are quickened. Do you have evidence, friends, in your experience that God quickened you? You are born of the Spirit by God's grace. Is there this reality, or is it you only have a nominal religion, which is only that which you've learned and been brought up in? Oh, I have to say, if you're only in such a state, you're not among those that endure, friends. If we're only still dead in sins in a dead form of religion, it's a very solemn state to be in. If any are in that state here in this company, friends, I have to say to you, you can go along right to the end of your journey in that state and be lost and be found in hell. Oh, it's quickened souls who pray, is prompted from within. It's souls that are alive who need grace to endure life spiritually. Oh, am I quickened by his Spirit and live a life of faith and prayer? Oh, the apostles would not be happy, I'm sure of it, if it was only people coming to them and making known what they've done for God in a way of good works with no real faith, no real good hope by grace. God's people are quickened people. They're people made alive by grace. They're people that God is dealing with, teaching, like we read in Philippians, God working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Behold, we count them happy which endure. But oh, friends, I think of it in that way. How God's people endure. Surely it is like Moses, seeing him who is invisible. He is invisible to us as we are here on the earth living our lives, and the time came when God gave his only begotten Son and he came to this earth and he lived that perfect life which none other ever lived, and he kept the whole law and made it honourable on his people's behalf, and he went into Gethsemane and to Calvary and suffered, bled and died. He bore the curse of sin for the whole people of God. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And oh, friends, oh, if we are seeing him who is invisible, of course he's invisible because he's now throned in highest bliss in heaven. He walked this earth, he was here for that appointed time, and then as he had completed all, like we read in Isaiah 53, he led captivity captive, and now he receives gifts from men in heaven, in his offices in heaven. Yea, for the rebellious also. Friends, is he your Lord, your God? Is the Son of God your Saviour? Is it this wonderful way that God is granting to you by the Spirit, blessing you, giving you faith, giving you enabling to behold the Lamb of God? Those on earth did behold him. Literally, they saw him. They saw him here walking this earth, going about doing good. And as he did go to Calvary and suffered, bled and died there and rose triumphant o'er the grave, and now he's in heaven at the right hand of the Father, sitting on the blood-sprinkled mercy seat. Friends, with you and me, is it? We were brought to know solemnly, vitally, our need of him. We still feel it, know it, day by day. We still feel we need to know our interest in the Saviour's blood and our pardon signed and peace with God. Some of us have been blessed with that favour, having been by God set a gospel liberty. If you haven't, friends, but you know and feel your need of him, are you earnestly seeking for it? For this, the word of God in one of the Psalms says, "For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be feared." Are you seeking for it, friends? Those of you who cannot say you have assurance of faith, are you concerned to be earnestly seeking for it? Even if, friends, you have been favoured, and it is blessed if you have been favoured with some token of God's love, do you feel an earnestness to want more? I remember my early days, when God so solemnly brought me under his law. But then in his wonderful love and mercy, he did raise me to a hope, and he gave me two special times of favour in tokens of his love. One of them was when the dear pastor of Linslade, Mr. Collier, as he was then, came to Stopfold Hope, and he took a text in Job. I was in exercise in that way, in my little measure, as Job was, desiring to come to the seat of the Lord, to the mercy seat, and I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. But on the right hand he's not there, and left, that I knew where I might find him and come to his seat. But friends, Mr. Collier's text was those further words, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." And that was a blessed encouragement to me. But I did want more, friends. I did, by God's grace, earnestly seek for more. You know, there's a sweet theme, and it's good and it's right for God's people to consider. Be thankful for present, and then ask for more. You will, if you're really exercised. If you're among these, the apostle gained them happy for them, and that they shall know true happiness. You know, we won't know true happiness without knowing the Saviour. Oh, it's happiness, thou lovely name. Where's thy seat? Oh, tell me where. Learning, pleasure, wealth, and fame all cry out, "It is not here." But to see Christ. And our happiness, even to live without a cross, that we may, we will all have a cross. But God gives his people grace to carry their cross. There's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. Behold, and it's having this blessed happiness even while the people of God are carrying the cross, because they see their Lord by faith, and he has done all. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Really, friends, if you're exercised by grace, you are rich. But all those favours that God has purposed to grant you, there'll be the trying of your faith, there'll be the hard things that you must experience. But this will lead you more and more to consider Christ, your Saviour, he who has done so much for you. We count them happy which endure. Oh, endure. It's a blessed favour to endure. It's much upon my spirit in these latter days of my life, friends. We have to be seeking day by day, persevering and enduring grace. You see here, as the word goes on, you have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Oh, this is what the apostle here states. Oh, are we in the understanding of it, friends? Are we in the favour of being in this exercise? The dead professor is not. And it seems to be solemnly laid upon me to mention these things in this pure discourse. But you see, let me be faithful and but kind. If you are only a dead professor, you won't know what this means. I had a very dear friend, a deacon of one of the causes. He's been taken home to glory some years now. It was in 1996 he was taken, after we had preached at the chapel in the January. He was taken in the February. That dear man made known to me his early days of experience. And he was sitting in chapel listening to the ministry, and it came over him so solemnly, "You are worshipping an unknown God. Are there any here that you have to say that? If you listen to me, what I'm saying, I'm a poor preacher, but you know it's given me to have to say it. Are you in this chapel worshipping an unknown God? If you go on worshipping an unknown God all your life, you'll be in hell at last." Think of the words, those sweet words, "To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. You will say all earthly good I count but loss, triumph in my Saviour's cross." If you're one of these that it's given the apostle to say, and we count them happy, oh, it will be through the favour of needing Jesus and believing in Jesus and receiving him, the atonement, like Paul writes to the Romans, we have received the atonement. Do you know the favour of this, friends? Do I? It's so vitally important. It is, friends. I preach it, I hope, in love to you. Do not, you may think, some of you, if you're still dead in sin, you may think I'm being unkind. But the Lord knows we desire to be kind, faithful, and loving toward every one of our hearers. But we know this, that we, a minister, cannot give grace. He preaches it. He preaches the gospel of God's saving grace, but he cannot give grace. Not one of us can redeem one another. We cannot redeem a brother or a sister. God must do it. It's God's work alone. And here, I believe, surely the apostle is acknowledging this in a way. The grace of God given to his people. The grace of God in God's people. Behold, we count them happy which believe, which endure. Behold it. Behold it. It's something to take notice of. It's something that is revealed. It's something that is wonderfully made known in the church of God. Those who are truly born of the Spirit, those who are truly blessed. Oh, the favours, the wonders of God's grace, wonders of his holy redeeming love. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Endure in the conflict, the warfare. God's people are in the warfare, the conflict. And as we preach many times over the years, and I feel it so much because it's grounded upon one's own experience, you know the conflict, it's betwixt the powers of grace and sin. The powers of sin are still in us, friends. We've still got an old nature. We've got the carnal mind. It was there in at Tenterden in August, our usual day, which is the anniversary of day following our great loss. We were down there this year, and our dear younger friend and brother in the faith, and giving out the hymns, chose the hymns, and the first hymn was "The Carnal Mind." Takes different ways, different objects she surveys, different from grace, friends. Your carnal mind. But you see, the reality is the child of God does have two natures, but the dead professor only has one. The dead professor, those who are not born of the Spirit, they still only have the natural nature, wicked heart. They're still dead in sin. But the child of God, quickened by grace, born of the Spirit, God has given them a new heart. They are as it was with them in unregeneracy. They still have the natural nature, which now is called the old nature. It's those quickened by grace who will acknowledge the old nature. They have the pain of trouble and conflict because of it, because they are now blessed with a new nature, a new heart. And a new heart is holy, and it does not sin. Sin is the old man's solemn way, but the new man of grace is holy. Christ comes and enters them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And oh, friends, this grace to endure. Behold, we count them happy that endure the conflict, the tribulation of the warfare betwixt the natures, and the enemy Satan in the old man, but the Son of God in the new man. And of course, the wonderful way of gaining ground in the battle is as the Lord himself fights for us. Oh, many years ago, it was a time of favour. We fed under the word, under the late Mr. LSB Hyde, coming to Stockfold Hope. It says, "The Lord, he shall fight for thee, thou shalt hold thy peace." We, in that way, will. But oh, the favour of that favour of the Lord fighting for us, and us living by faith and looking to him and believing in him. It's the favour, friends, when grace is in exercise, enabling the sinner to believe. Think of what we sing, believing we rejoice. To see the curse removed, we bless the Lamb with tearful voice and sing his bleeding love. It's looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. This is how the people of God endure. They cannot endure themselves on their own. It's looking unto him. It's following him. It's living upon his merits. It's the favour of faith granted to believe in the Saviour. Believe in the Saviour as that mighty victor. Think of how it's so acknowledged by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, in those latter verses, latter chapter and verses. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Friends, considering your life, your pathway, your experience, what you've been involved in even in this last week, are you happy? Do you know something of the real happiness? Oh, by the grace of God, the exercise they had, the apostles counted the people happy. Not all of them. Not all of them they preached to, but those that believe, those that endure. Are you one of these that endure by grace? Are you one of these? You would be wrong if you said you didn't. You must acknowledge it. Perhaps you should more publicly acknowledge it if you know it. Is it God's will that you should more publicly acknowledge what the Lord has done for you, what he's doing in you and for you, how he's helping you day by day, how he's giving you grace to endure? If you're really brought to be made happy, I think I might have named it preaching to you on another word some while back, but you know it was a wonderful testimony that was left by the late Mr. Gurney, Deacon of Ashwell Chapel. There were those that said Mr. Gurney was a very happy man. He was, by grace, friends. He was a very happy man, a wonderfully graciously exercised man, and did, as it were, and I must say, of course, by grace, he made a wonderful end. And there was that favour, the whole family were favoured as he desired it. Soon as he breathed his last breath, his dear wife pitched up the hymn, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," and they sung it round his bed as they saw him now having taken his last breath. How will it be with us, friends? How will it be, dear Mr. Parrish's ministry on Thursday at Clifton, we were favoured to hear. It was the words relating to, "If ye have run with the footman and he has wearied thee, how wilt thou contend with horses?" And so on the word goes, and then the solemn question, "How wilt thou do in the swellings of Jordan?" Our dear friend preached those things solemnly and lovingly. And if he'd had more time, we expect he would have come to that deep of it, seeing Christ in Jordan. God favoured one personally with that so many years ago now. To see my Lord in Jordan for me. This is how you will endure, friends. This is how you'll get safely home. Seeing your Lord in death for you. Oh, much as parallel with what we sung in the opening hymn, that fountain, by his sacrifice, his death, his glorious resurrection, and seeing him in death. Oh, how he suffered unto death, even the death of the cross. You should see him by faith in your place there, bearing in his own body your sins on the tree. Oh, how there, as we think too of him in Gethsemane, being in an agony, he prayed the more earnestly. Sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. Them that endure through seeing him, who is invisible. Of course, I believe Moses would have had his view of Christ by faith, see him walking this earth, seeing him in his early ministry, in the beginning of it, when John the Baptist hailed the Son of God, "Behold the Lamb of God." Seeing him walking this earth, when he had said to his disciples, "I have a baptism to be baptized with, and here am I straight until it be accomplished." Oh, now he went to the cross, there to bear all the ignominy and shame, and all the pains of him sacrificing himself. You think of the pangs of his body were great, but greater the pangs of his mind. We read also in Isaiah, he poured out his soul unto death. Friends, it's seeing him, friends, you will endure. No other way. It's believing in Christ. It's the favour God grants by the Spirit, revelation of Christ, and seeing him and all what he has accomplished here on earth, and also seeing him, believing in him, that he's now in heaven in his offices there, those offices he sustains in that way for his people. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Yes, blessed happiness, holy joy and peace in believing the favour God grants by the Spirit to his people. Are you favoured in this way, friends? Or, if I may say, in love to you and to God's holy name, his honour and glory, my desire for you, if you do have hope in Christ, if he is precious, if it is him upon whom your hopes of heaven depend, surely, oh, that favour which will be a favour and privilege to you will be to be living unto him, desiring to praise him. I think of it when we made a message back to our friends we were with on Friday. Felt I could say, as we had had a communication with them before the day and mentioning the Song of Solomon, I felt when it is when God's people are able to commune one with another and have the privilege of it, the favour of it, if it's right and wholesome conversation in the right way between brethren and sisters in the faith, there will be that in it to ever give witness of the grace of God, the favours of God's love and grace. And it's in that way, I believe, like in the Song of Solomon, where the spouse says, my beloved is come down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits. You think of the garden of God's grace here, Swavesey, church and people here. You've had the times when the Lord's come down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruit. Souls have testified. Myself personally, the dear people here, deacons here, giving me the privilege of taking two church meetings where dear friends came forward. And the favour of it, friends, is sweet to the people of God. And their holy joy, they know, is that it honours their God when souls come to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour he or she has found. Especially when they point to his redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. This is where the happiness is known. It's felt in the church. It's felt individually. And counted by those, as it were, these apostles of the Lamb, and in our day, the servants of God, who God uses for this, in preaching the word, preaching Christ crucified. I think it so often comes back to me now in these latter days of my life, what we heard the late dear Mr. Wood, not long before one, my dear one, were married. It was Haynes Chapel of Mr. Wood's sermon, Preaching Peace. By Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. So, friends, as we come to the Amen this morning, a few words we've spoken to you, may the Lord bless them. May he communicate with you in the way that this word may be so given to you, you to be favoured, to have the favour to feel you're under the favour of it. And any of you who cannot claim that, or any that may be unconcerned even to want to, may the Lord deal with you. This is my burden for souls. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be at Bethany this afternoon. Mr. Timothy Parrish will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Paul Austin next Lord's Day, who will administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And the TBS Auxiliary Annual Prayer Meeting will be held tomorrow evening at Clifton Chapel. Let us close with hymn 580, 580. My soul with holy wonder views the love the Lord the Saviour shows to wretched dying man. So strange, so boundless is his grace, he takes the vilest of our race with him to live and reign. Hymn 580.
do forgive anything there was seen amiss in our service. Oh, do grant us to know the favours expressed in the hymn, Lord. And if it is in that way, thy people will know that blessed happiness, holy joy and peace in believing. So do help us, Lord, be with us, and come up with us this evening. Bless the teaching in the Sunday school. Bless the dear young souls, Lord. In thy time, bless them as thou hast done with some here through the Sabbath schools from many years ago. Oh, Lord, do rest and be with us still in the churches, Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.